Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. She ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Because of what happens on this morning, death no longer has a hold over us. Years ago, there was a family in the parish, and the father was dying of cancer. And I would go out every Friday and take him communion. Delightful family. His wife and children all called him Papa. Eventually, he died, and I buried him. A few years later, one of the daughters came out of Mass and said to me that Mother had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. And so I started the whole process over again. And they were a delightful family. One day I was in the office and the daughter called and said that hospice was there and they said that the mother would probably die that day. And so I said, okay, I'll be right out. And when I got there, the two daughters and the son were in the bedroom and the woman was completely comatose and just going through that labored breathing, where they take a breath and you stand there and you just pray that each one will be the last breath. And I said to them, why don't you lean into her, tell her who you are, and tell her how much you love her. And it's one of the great gifts of priesthood that you get the opportunity to be part of intimate family moments like that, that no one else is permitted to intrude upon. And after they finished that, we all said a prayer. And then we stood there just watching that terrible labored breathing. And all of a sudden, she never gained consciousness. She never opened her eyes. But in a voice as clear as a bell, she said, Papa, Papa, I've been waiting for you. And her hand went up, and I watched. I was right there. Her hand closed, as if she grabbed something, and her hand came down, and she died. Because of what happens this morning, death has no hold over us. Death is but the door to a new and eternal day. Amen.